TED Audio Collective.
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Today, we have such a gratitude-filled and empowering talk. Kulani Adamek is an Indigenous woman and leader, the Yukon First Nations regional chief. Her culture is matrilineal, a matriarchy. In her talk from TED Women 2020, she shares how important it is for women to be in every place and space to make decisions and what she has learned about being a great leader. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Shia Udenayaki, Shia Udenayaki, Danche, Kluani Adamek Uye, Dachloedi Ayahat, Ageyohatu Asauk, Gnach chish chleg, asia asua, gnach chish ta an kuch an, gnach chish kwan len dan yukon. Hello, my name is Kluani Adamek, and I am from the Dakhlawedi Killer Whale Clan. My Tlingit name is Age, and it's so important to acknowledge chleg, our grandparents. I'm joining you from the traditional territory of the Kwan len dan and ta an First Nations in the Yukon Territory. Gnach chish, thank you. I shared a little bit about myself in my traditional languages of Southern Tshoni and Tlingit. I continue to learn who we are as Yukon First Nations people. We are a people that deeply value, honor, and respect the roles of women. We always have. We're a matrilineal culture. And so, traditionally, our matriarchs would often guide and direct the speakers of the people, otherwise known as the chiefs. This important role of forging trade relationships, forging marriage alliances, and ensuring that all of the business that needed to take place in the community was happening, was all guided and directed by our matriarchs. I definitely continue to see the ways in which we lead here in the Yukon not quite being aligned nationally. What do I mean by that? Well, to be clear, misogyny and patriarchy are definitely not reflective of who we are as Yukon First Nations or of the traditional structures and the ways in which we respect women in decision making. And so I saw these gaps and felt we need to have more women at the table. We need to have different generations at the table. And so this is where I had to get a bit vulnerable. I had to really look to myself to say, if not me, then who? And so I submitted my name to become the Yukon Regional Chief, knowing that I come from a strong people that continues to value and uphold women, and knowing that the voice that I would bring would be a voice that would be supported by my region. But furthermore, knowing that in every and any place where decisions are being made for women or those who identify, how important it is that women are in every place and space to be part of those decisions. And so I gave myself permission to put my name forward and to know that yes, I can serve. That yes, this was the best way for me to take action and to know that my voice needed to be heard in the same way that other male voices were heard from across this country. There aren't any prerequisites to being a leader. It's not about having a title or being in a specific role. Leadership is about showing up who you are as you are, being authentic, leading from a place of values and principles, and leading from that place and staying true to yourself. And so some might say, well, you're in an elected position. What do you mean? Yes, I hear you. There's some irony in that. But let me explain. Contribution is the most important thing. For me, joining an executive of predominantly men, creating a space in my office where other Indigenous women could learn and lead, it was all about creating that space and by celebrating and acknowledging and contributing. There's a story that dates back to over 10,000 years ago. And the way that the story was shared with me is this. The killer whale people, the Duklawaiti, came to this insurmountable, huge glacier. They were traveling to make it back to their traditional homelands. And so they came to this glacier and they didn't know where they were going to go. Were they going to try to climb and go above? Were they going to try to follow it and see how far long it went? It was the matriarchs that said, we'll go. We see a small opening there, and so we're going to go and we're going to try to go through it. They didn't know if they would survive. They didn't know if they'd make it through, but they were fearless. And that is who we are. We are fearless because we understand the power of reciprocity. We understand that it's important to leave things in a better state and place than when we found them. We understand that the importance of connecting to the land and expressing gratitude is truly what grounds us and gives us the power and the ability we have to lead. Think of when you're walking by the water, for example. Take a moment of gratitude to thank the water for all that it gives you, to thank the land for giving you everything you need. It's always about making sure that you're leaving things in a better place and space than when you found them. It's about contribution. All of us as women have been through so much. And so this is about us finding ways to be supportive of each other. It's about always making sure that we're making that contribution and investment in the future generations. That is about reciprocity. There's so much that we can share with the world and that the world can learn from us as women. These are the challenges that we have for this future generation, and these are the challenges that we need to accept together. We need to give ourselves the permission to step into our own power. We need to give ourselves the permission to connect and to express gratitude to the land, and we need to give ourselves the permission to take care of ourselves. Because if we're not being taken care of, then how are we going to contribute to everybody else? G'nachchish, thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@ted.com.